Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor. They can be sent to Erica at collingwoodtoday.ca, or submitted via the website. Please include your full name, address and telephone number for verification of authorship. I felt compelled to reach out to our MPP, Brian Saunderson. I urge my neighbors to look into Bill 23 and reach out as well. Here is my message to our MPP. I live in Collingwood. I am contacting you as a concerned citizen. I urge you to seek amendments to Bill 23 and to vote against Bill 23 as it currently exists. Currently, Bill 23 will create more problems than it solves. In our community, the biggest gap in housing is to meet the housing needs for low-income earners such as those who work in services, restaurants, retail, as well as those on a fixed income, disability or retirees. As it exists, Bill 23 encourages urban sprawl and profits for developers rather than addressing our community's most urgent housing needs. Developers acknowledge they are not in the business of solving social problems. Your government is in the business of building a strong and sustainable future for Ontario. Bill 23, as it exists, takes away protections for our wetlands, our green space and our water, while only being a weak response to a small aspect of the housing crisis. I am also very concerned about the number of other acts impacted by Bill 23. The proposed changes to these acts are a step backwards in building sustainable communities. Removing and overriding the roles of elected municipal councils weakens our democracy while also putting our environment at risk. I am confident that you understand the importance of protecting wetlands and habitats in our beautiful region. The roles of conservation authorities and municipal councils need to be preserved if we are to develop sustainable communities. Doug Ford promised not to touch the greenbelt. He needs to keep that promise. MPP Saunderson, I urge you to stand up for your constituents by ensuring Bill 23 is further considered and significantly amended. We must prioritize sustainability, livability and affordability, not create laws that focus on private business profits and encouraging sprawl. Donna Howie, Collingwood, on.